It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting, you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung high-efficiency active wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French door refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that, too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory-authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
B-Dubs takes it to the next level. 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs, and 70-cent wings Tuesdays, and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.
We'll experiment here. McKenna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Isn't that great? This is Colin Jeffrey's daughter, McKenna. Tell them how old you are.
Four.
Now, I have a three-year-old grandson. He'll be three in July. I want you to meet him. He's real handsome. Do you like boys?
Yes.
You're a really good talker. Did you know that?
Yes.
Now, honesty. I like honesty. Now, do you know that you're really cute? Do you know that?
Yes.
Self-aware.
That's good.
He's the best.
That's good.
What does your daddy do for a living?
No prodding.
No, she's ashamed.
Yeah, no prodding. No prodding, Dad.
To say he's on the station. What is your favorite thing to do? Because you brought your iPad with you, right?
Yes.
Now, what do you do with the iPad? What do you play games? What do you watch?
I play Kids Cube.
Kid Cube?
Kids Tube.
Kids Tube. What is that?
It's like some video. If you press a video, you can then it comes up. Then you can pause it if you want to and go to a different video.
Wow, where did you get the iPad? Was it a Christmas present or is it mommy's or daddy's? Or is that your iPad?
It's mine.
So would you say that you're spoiled? Are you spoiled? No, don't look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Let me answer it for you. Yes, yeah. You're spoiled, but that's okay. It's okay to be spoiled. Now, you're four, so you'll be going to school. Are you in any kind of preschool or kindergarten?
Preschool.
Preschool. You like it?
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Dawn.
Miss Dawn. I love this girl. She, you know how sometimes you have to tell people speak up?
Yes.
Not her.
No.
Not her. Now,
well, she has a broadcaster in the family.
When I ask you what your daddy did, what he did for work, you didn't answer me. Do you know what he does?
No.
Well, let me
Have you ever heard your dad talk on the radio?
Have you ever heard him on the radio?
Yes.
Okay. The reason you don't know is Mommy and Daddy are ashamed, and they don't want you to know what Daddy does for a living. What is your favorite thing to eat?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
I love mac and cheese.
Yep. Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Mac and cheese is the best. Do you, can you, you don't ride a bicycle yet, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Wow. Now, two bikes? You have two bicycles? Well, you are spoiled.
Whoa.
I didn't have one bicycle until I was, I don't know, 10 or 12.
Do you have training wheels on your bicycle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. Now, do you know who Santa Claus is?
Yes.
Okay. It's a long way away, but Christmas will be coming in 7 months or so. What do you think? Because we could go ahead now. Santa Claus listens to this show. We could go ahead now and ask him real early. Tell him what you want for Christmas. What would you like this year?
Power Up Ponies.
Power Up Ponies. What is that? Is that a game or?
It's like ponies that you play with, then they power up. So I saw those in Target.
Wow. She's already a little shopper.
Yes.
How many pairs of shoes do you think you have?
Yes.
How many pairs? You think you have 100 pairs of shoes?
Yes.
She's on her way. She shops, she knows the word Target, and she has 100 pairs
Wait,
of shoes.
Wait, now when is your birthday?
October 6th.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
No. Would you like a brother or sister?
No.
Well, now let's just say that Mommy and Daddy told you, they said, guess what? You're going to get a brother or sister. Which one would you rather have? If you have a brother or sister, would you rather have a brother or sister?
Sister.
Sister. Okay. Mm. And why? Because she could play with you better than a brother could?
Yes.
Do you have a Barbie doll?
Yes.
Doesn't every girl, I'm serious, have a Barbie doll? Really? And do you have other dolls? What is your favorite thing to play with except the iPad? What else do you like to play with?
My Little Ponies.
My Little Pony. Now, you have to tell me what that is. What is that?
They're like ponies that we can play with.
You can't ride them, though.
No.
So you
they're toys.
Yeah, they're little.
Oh, they're little toys. Like
yeah, they're little.
Figurines.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you have, maybe this is a boy's toy, but do you have a rocking horse?
No.
Okay. No, you don't. Is there anything that you think we should know about your mommy or your daddy?
No.
That covers it.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Now, someday you're going to be older and you're going to drive. You're going to drive your own car. Do you think you know what kind of car you like?
No.
No, that's going to be easy for you, Colin. By the way, that'll change. That will change.
It definitely will change.
Now, does your mommy work?
Yes.
What does she do? What does she do at work? You don't know? Maybe your mommy's a criminal. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So you're in school. What do you learn at school? What do they have you do at school?
Like color pictures and...
Ooh.
Do they teach you to count or do they teach you alphabet or...
They teach me counting and alphabet.
Who's your best friend at school?
Addison.
Allison?
Addison.
Addison. Oh, forgive me. Addison. Addison's your best friend. And is she 4 also, or is she older, or is she your age?
She's 4 and I'm 4. Cameron's 3.
Okay, Karen's 3. That's
Cameron.
Cameron. Now, Cameron's a boy.
Girl.
Oh, really?
We're all girls.
Uh-huh. Well, you are all girl, and you are really, really cute. And I'm going to tell you something else. You're a really good talker. Because some kids, they won't talk to old people like me. They just don't want to talk.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Yeah, they don't want to talk. But you're a really good talker. And I'm guessing that one day, if you want to, You could be on the radio or on television, or you could be in the video game, a voice on a video game, or you could answer a phone somewhere, because I like to hear you talk, and I think everybody likes to hear you talk.
Oh, do you play video games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, that's probably
your daddy does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Daddy plays video games down the hall when people think he's putting the news together.
Does daddy
that's the
show
reason
you?
The door is closed.
Does daddy show you his comic books when he gets new comic books?
No.
Do you get comic books? Your comic book game? Why don't you share them with your daughter, for goodness sakes?
They're adult comics.
Now, let me tell you, my grandson is almost three. He loves... What do you call that group? Superheroes. Captain America.
Oh, the Avengers.
Iron Man, the Avengers. He loves those. Do you know those people, like the Hulk?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like those characters?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you sound to me like a very normal, exceptionally cute little girl. I'm glad you came in. I'm glad you talked to me, because a while ago I said, will you talk to me? And you said, no. And then you changed your mind, and I'm glad you did. I like you. Do you like me?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. She's fantastic. How about a round of applause? The audience wants to applaud for you, okay? How about it for McKenna?
All right.
Yay. They like you. They're all clapping. That means they like you.
She also does gymnastics and stuff, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What kind of gymnastics do you do? My daughter, when she was little, she went to a place called Tumblebees. And is that where you go?
Yes.
Tumble? No kidding. And we used to go watch her, and she would do flips, and she would jump, and she would hang on a bar. What do you do?
I like flip over bar, then do backward rolls, frontward rolls,
wow.
And kicking my feet through a hula hoop. And
wow. That's
cool.
That's a lot of stuff. You're pretty good, I bet, too. You think you might be in the Olympics? Do you know what the Olympics is? You know what that is?
No.
That's where people do all that kind of stuff.
They haven't had one since she's...
Well, that's true.
This year will be her first one.
Well, I'm really glad. You think you'd like to come back sometime and do this again and talk to us? They can't see you nod. You have to say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad. Once again, McKenna Jeffrey. She's so cute. Thank you, McKenna.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, how can anybody not find that cute? The sound, the voice of a little kid. My grandson talks, and it doesn't matter what he says, just to hear his voice. And I felt the same way about my kids. It's just, you'll see, Archie, you're going to see this. And Archie starts talking. Does he say anything now, Mom?
Yes, yeah.
What does he say?
He says probably four or five words.
He says, hey, Dad, get me some milk.
Yeah.
No, he'd go to Mom. He's probably still taking the...
Get out of my milk supply.
Get away from my milk source. Yeah. Hey, don't touch the milk container. And I've said this before, how anybody can mistreat or abuse little kid like this is beyond comprehension. And I say, when they do that, kill them in the most painful way you can, because they're not going to get over it. They're not going to get well. They are sick human beings. And when you hear a little voice like that, it just, man, the thought of what some people do is just, it's worse, so much worse to me than a lot of other heinous crimes. So
yeah.
I'm glad you brought her in, Colin. Colin's going to jump in here in a minute, and he's going to do some entertainment news. I have to send you to the dentist. That's right. Now, some of you have been going to the dentist regularly. You've been good about it. But you're not thrilled to death about your dentist. And you know I'm talking to most of you. And the people I'm talking to don't go to Ballast Dental Care. You're not a patient there. Because if you were, you wouldn't be able to say, I hate going to the dentist. I dread it. I change appointments because when I realize I have an appointment, I keep pushing it back and pushing it back. You're not going to Ballast Dental Care. Now, if you doubt that what I'm telling you is true, when I say, never again will you dread a dental appointment, because that does sound too good to be true. So here's what you do. Prove me wrong. If you doubt it, make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and I keep, and I've done this for years, keep telling you, it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've been to the dentist. Yes, you're embarrassed. They've seen it hundreds of times. Don't worry about it. They'll get you up to speed. They'll get you caught up, get your gums and your teeth in shape. But the longer you put it off, the worse it's going to be. The more expensive and the more extensive the work. I've been going to Balance Dental Care for 43 years and have never once thought about going anywhere else because I don't know how it could get any better. Balance Dental Care. And do me a favor. When you go, please email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and tell me about your experience. And thank you to the dozens and dozens and dozens of people who have done that. And thank you to all of you who have driven from as far away as 150 miles, because I know for a fact there are a couple of patients about 150 miles away. Twice a year they come in, because once they discovered this place, they don't want to go anywhere else. Sure, there's a dentist in your little town you live in 150 miles from here. You don't want to go there, because you got a taste of dentistry at its finest. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away. We'll take a break. Colin Jeffrey has, yes, that's right, Father of McKenna. That's what you'll be known as one day. The Father of McKenna has some entertainment stuff for you, so stay where you are. And where you are is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still working with the accident southbound 55 at Union. You've got two left lanes that are open, two right lanes closed. You right now are backed up to Bates. They're still working with an accident on westbound 370 at St. Louis Mills. It looked like the left lane was blocked and you're backed up to the Highway 270. Then on eastbound 270, you're going to be slow from Highway 370. Actually, it's going to be slow to stop and go in pockets all the way around through Bell Fountain. On eastbound Highway 40, things are really jamming up now from Lindbergh in through Big Bend. Southbound 170, that's running slow from Olive down through Highway 40. Let's see, downtown eastbound 40, we're slowing from, it looks like, Boyle all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then westbound 44, you're heavy now from Jefferson out through Hampton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. In this rain, wipers are a driver's best friend, so how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Rain-X Latitude wiper blades and save $8 instantly at Advance Auto Parts. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's Xtrak, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. Xtrak is FDA cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, Xtrak is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live Xtrak clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2102. That's 800-771-2102. 800-771-2102 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply, results may vary.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, Permajack. 636-225-2553.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bone. Bowen, because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Are you confused with all the recent changes to Social Security? Do you know how these changes have impacted your retirement plans? For most people, Social Security is one of their largest assets in retirement. These changes have not eliminated your chances to maximize your Social Security benefits. Join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. For my next Social Security workshop, space is limited. Call 314-641-1010. You've worked hard your entire life. Take this opportunity to educate yourself and find out how your family can maximize your Social Security benefits. 314-641-1010. 314-641-1010. And visit us on Facebook at Legacy Wealth Advisors STL.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Baromir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Baromir Glass and Door. Baromir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Baromir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Baseball season is here. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their fire-breathing charcoal grill.
Steer-right!
Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer, or see over 25 different grills on display at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport.
I know that we have a bigger audience on Tuesday than any other day of the week, and I know the reason for that is Colin Jeffries' entertainment report. We're not stupid. We read, you know, surveys and comments, so he'll be here in about a minute before he comes out of the green room. Yes, he wears makeup for radio. He says he wants to look his best. He doesn't care what the medium is.
It's for 11.2 when we're on there.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting we're on television.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. Hi, everybody. I just waved to everybody just now. First Community Credit Union is a place to do all your banking. The name bank doesn't have to be in the name of the place you do your banking, just like First Community Credit Union. The word bank is not in there anywhere, but thousands and thousands of people do all their banking there. I do every bit of my banking at First Community Credit Union and have now for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. And they have all the stuff that other banking places have, the drive-up thing and the ATM in the lobby and all that, checking. I have to get a new debit card. My debit card is honestly like worn off where I can't even read my name and the numbers on it. And they have some really slick ones, and I need to go in there. I think you get a debit card with a picture of your motorcycle on it or whatever, your boat or your kids. And so I need to have that redone. I'm gonna do that this week. It is a terrific place to bank. What does that mean? It means different things to different people, but if you ask the people who bank there how they like this compared to where they're banking before, I'll bet you every one of them would say there's no comparison. They treat me differently. Their rates are more competitive. I just feel like I'm in a really stable, secure banking facility. And you are. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations, and their popcorn is delicious. And do you know who's responsible for popcorn being at every location? Me. They used to have it just in Chesterfield Valley in the headquarters, and I went in and I said, I'm speaking on behalf of all the people. My people want popcorn at all locations. And the next thing you know, Glenn Barks, the president, sent out an email, and there were popcorn machines in all the locations, and it's really good. And maybe you can make that your excuse for going in. If you want to know more, stop in at any of the First Community Credit Union locations or go to firstcommunity.com.
The clown.
Oh, the clown.
With his pants
funny.
That's the dream of romance.
Colin Jeffrey, father of McKenna, is here, and he's going to tell us what to look for, what to avoid, and everything in between. And he is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And one of only two window names or brands to have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Ladies and gentlemen, Window World is proud to present Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
You know what? I'm so much better now that I had a chance to talk to McKenna. I love her. She is so cute.
She's something else.
And she's a really good little speaker. She speaks right up. You know, when you try to talk to some kids, you go, and how old are you?
Three.
What?
I'm three.
What's your favorite toy?
My Little Pony.
Yeah. And I always told my kids, speak up. Look people in the eye and speak up. You've done a good job with her.
Well, thank you.
She'll turn on you at 16, but you've done a good job.
Much less me, more my wife.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. We've got just a couple DVDs out this week. Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro that was very bad is out.
It sounds bad.
It was very bad. Angie Tribeca, season one. This was Steve Carell and his wife. This is like the show Airplane. It's all sight gags. That's about it. And then a horror movie, The Witch, is out this week. But Angie Tribeca, you might want to give a shot.
She's giving you the look.
Oh, she's giving you the stink eye.
His 4-year-old daughter is giving him a look like, wrap it up.
What did she say?
Gave him the wrap it up look. Hey, McKenna, can you play with your iPad for like 5 more minutes?
Can you just hang out over there for a few minutes?
Hang out there?
Good.
She said if I have any more questions for her, she can answer them.
Okay.
Oh, she...
if the report ends early, we'll put her back to the microphone. What else?
A couple things to point out on TV this week. Tomorrow night on PBS, I'm going to tune in to see how this turns out. It's called Genius by Stephen Hawking. He takes a couple of ordinary people and... he poses problems to them that the greatest thinkers have tried to puzzle over, and just how are they thinking about this? And he tries to sort of teach them how maybe the great thinkers have thought. So this week it's time travel. Tomorrow night on PBS, you can see a couple of people that don't really have any expertise in the scientific theories behind time travel, and you know, one of the most preeminent minds in science. I'm just going to watch it to see.
It sounds like something I absolutely don't want to watch.
This is something I would, but it could be
a big miss. You're brilliant.
No. Sunday on AMC is a show called Preacher. This is Walking Dead is based off a comic book on AMC. This is another show over there that's based off a comic book. It's going to be dark, a little twisted, and there should be some humor in there. A preacher's possessed by an angel and a demon and has to go around helping people, trying to stave off hell invading. And his ex-girlfriend is very good with a gun, and then he's also befriended by an Irish vampire.
It's horrible.
It's weird and quirky. The comic is great, but Sunday...
Is it true?
No,
it sounds true.
Sunday night, 9 o'clock on AMC. And then a couple movies I wanted to point out. Thursday night, if you've got Showtime, you should tune in at 6 o'clock or set your DVR to record something called the Stanford Prison Experiment. This is based off a real psychology experiment that happened in Stanford in the 1960s. The psychology department took a group of volunteers and divided half of them to be inmates in a fake prison and half of them to be guards to examine what happens when these students are given kind of the power of a guard with no one really looking over them. Do they start to abuse it? These other people have done nothing wrong. And this resulted in a resignation and a lot of stuff going wrong because it spirals out of control.
So who are the people pretending to be prisoners?
All Stanford students.
Okay.
None of them have done anything wrong. They just get randomly assigned and... Yes, it's a pretty decent movie, but it's something a lot of people may not be aware about.
I can't believe they can make a whole movie out of that.
Well, because it went bad. Like, okay. It went really not good.
So, in other words, some of the people signed as guards got a little power hungry and a little caught
up in it. To say the least, okay. Yeah. It didn't work. My favorite movie, perhaps my favorite movie ever, 7 o'clock Saturday night on Turner Classic Movies, Double Indemnity. This is an insurance salesman and a...
That's your favorite movie ever, and I've never even heard of it?
Oh, wow, then you need to watch
it. I've heard of it.
I mentioned
before.
It. I want to...
Pian, have you heard of Double Indemnity? No, me either.
This came up, I can't remember, about 4 years ago on the air, and someone actually brought me a movie poster. One of the listeners brought, which was very nice. But Double Indemnity, Fred McMurray's an insurance agent and is going out on a call. A woman says, I'd like to take out an insurance policy on my husband, and I want you to help me kill him. That's the premise.
Boy, there's a name I haven't heard for years. Fred McMurray.
I know. Barbara Stanwyck.
My three sons.
And then Barbara Stanwyck is a femme fatale.
Oh, Barbara Stanwyck. The Big Valley. Mm-hmm. You ever see The Big Valley reruns of it?
No.
It's an interesting... because you had these sons, the Barclays.
Yes.
And they didn't... it was like Bonanza. These are all guys with no girlfriends. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and Stanwyck's interesting because she wasn't glamorous or really beautiful, but she was powerful, strong.
And then the last thing, Sunday or Saturday night, 7 o'clock, HBO All the Way. This is Bryan Cranston playing LBJ.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless she loves you all the way. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I didn't rehearse that. It just came to me. Go ahead, son.
But this is based off a play that... was a Tony Award-winning play, and now the HBO is making a miniseries.
Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you, come what may.
Wow.
Who knows?
Okay. Sadly, Transformers continue to make movies. Michael Bay, so now we have a name, Transformers. The Last Knight is the fifth one. Then there will be a Bumblebee spinoff in 2018 and Transformers 6 in 2019. This is a movie that exists only because people continue to watch them. The first four Transformers films have brought in $3.7 billion at the box office.
Transformers, Robots in Disguise.
Better than any Transformer movie is the actual toys, the Transformers. Yeah. Did you ever have my sons had these, and my wife has saved them. And I can tell you, they were pretty incredible because what he turned into a truck.
Yeah,
it was just I thought it was very clever.
And when you think how they were making them back then, they didn't have the same design tools that we do with a computer where they can figure all this out. I mean, they had computers, but not as powerful as
I wonder
now.
If they're worth something now. Those
that's why she
toys.
Kept them.
Yeah.
I bet they are.
We'll see.
But that's based off a toy. Movies based off toys. And now Tetris is going to be made into a movie.
The single greatest movies created from actual toys will always be Toy Story. Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2. My goodness, what a brilliant thing that was.
Yes. Oh, those were excellent. But
Tetris, isn't it that game that...
Yeah, the blocks
shot you
drop.
If you step on a rusty nail, you get a Tetris shot.
Oh.
Thank you.
Go ahead. $80 million budget to make a movie about falling blocks.
Yeah, how in the world does that
Don't
work?
Don't ask me. No idea. Then I just figured this would be worthwhile. The upfronts are coming out. That means the networks are saying, here's what's coming back for the fall season. Here's what's not coming back. And there were a few disappointments, a few things you might expect. I'll just run over a few of them real fast. Nashville is done after this year.
Oh, come on. Fourth
season is it. Agent Carter, that only had two seasons on ABC, is canceled. The Muppets.
Agent Carter?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do Gomer Pyle. I knew it.
Agent Carter.
The Muppets is done on ABC after just 1 year.
Hey, Pyle. How can I get to sing again? Somewhere. I can really sing.
You lame brain, you knucklehead, you nitwit
Pyle.
Get
out of here, Pyle. It's a great show.
I know.
Gomer Pyle, USMC. Have you ever seen one, Peon?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, bits and pieces, maybe, but not an entire episode.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
What a fantastic TV show.
Mike and Molly has gone on CBS, and there are rumors going around that CBS ended it because Melissa McCarthy lost 75 pounds. And they said this was not a story about a thin teacher and her fat police husband.
Well, they're right. It was about two really heavy people, and it was a funny show.
And so there's that's This is sort of the rumor mill that that's the exact reason and the rationale CBS gave is because it was not in keeping.
I have to tell you, there are some people that if they lose weight, they lose their appeal. Mm-hmm. They became famous for being big. Chris Farley, John,
and funny.
John Candy, and those. Yeah,
yeah, they're not as funny
because their whole routine.
Well, they're both dead.
Well, no, I'm talking about Melissa
Louis
McCarthy.
Anderson, for example. It would not be the same routine. I
mean, no, they're not as funny anymore. No. They are
funny.
Dead.
You're not funny when you're dead. Usually.
Telenovela on NBC, and I thought this had charm. It got canceled after just one season, and. That's really those are the biggest things that went away. A few new shows. I just figured I would pick a couple that are coming out this year. ABC has something called Designated Survivor. During the State of the Union, someone on the president's staff selects someone on the cabinet to remain behind in the White House so that if something happens at Congress and they blow it up, there's someone left to be in the country. It's someone on the presidential line of succession. Well, Designated Survivor places Kiefer Sutherland as a cabinet member who is left behind, and catastrophe happens, and now he's...
Well, of course it does. Everything Kiefer Sutherland's involved in is a major catastrophe.
Is this like 24 or something?
It's very
he's
similar.
Always seconds away from death in anything he does, but he's good.
I'm looking forward to seeing. It's probably going to be over the top action, but hey, why not? MacGyver is coming back on CBS.
Oh my goodness, my kids loved MacGyver.
Well, my dad and I used to watch almost every episode.
It was great.
Yes,
this is a guy who could get out of any situation if he could just find a matchstick
and a paperclip
and a piece of gum.
Anything. He can grow pot in the sand.
Is that a piece of chewing gum? Is that a paperclip? I'll get us out of here. I'll build a bomb. He was good.
Kevin Can Wait is a comedy that is on CBS. It is Kevin James returning to CBS. He plays a New York City cop who discovers life at home is filled with just as many minefields as his previous job. I want to get a job writing these synopses.
That sounds like 100 other movies.
24 Legacy on Fox, a Jack Bauerless version of the series. Features the same format as all the previous 24s, but they're bringing it back.
I don't give that much hope.
Lethal Weapon is getting a series.
But not with Gibson.
Not with Gibson, no.
Okay.
Those are the few. As we get closer and they start releasing information, I'll get that out there. But then the last thing I wanted to mention is from 1931 to 2013, the average length of film, everyone talks about how films are too long now, has gone up.
They used to be longer, didn't they?
By less than 20 minutes over that entire time. Yeah. In the 60s and 70s, movies were so long.
When did they decide to stop putting the words "the end" at the end of
every movie? I missed the fanfare.
Yeah.
I missed the fanfare
every
at the end of the
movie.
Yeah.
The end. That would come up.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, it just stopped.
Well, the credits weren't these cutesy art hat, like, oh, look, we can be artistic with our credits. No, just show me who's involved and get to the movie. I don't need to see a little silhouette
running. I don't need to know who the second grip, assistant grip, and hairstylist are. We don't need to see that.
No. But the longest movie ever, I just wanted to leave with this. So if you've got 4 hours to kill, you can watch Hamlet from 1996. It's 242 minutes long. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right, Colin Jeffrey, father of McKenna. Doing a great job as usual. Brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window and the number one selling window in the United States of America. And their charitable arm, Window World Cares. And we have $10,000. And we need more before this show is over. We'll talk about that later. Before Bill Cleveland comes along, let's talk about your heating and your cooling. I know. We had to turn our heat back on. I it's like a game.
I know.
I thought I'm see how long I could go. And then when it got down to like 64 in the house, which is not, if it were 64 degrees outside in the dead of winter, you'd be out there in your swim trunks going, whoa, it's 64. But if it's 64 in your house, you're freezing there.
I know.
So we had to turn the heat back on. And then we'll have to turn the air back on. And we're going to be giving that system a workout. Thank goodness we know in our house the name Matheny. You should know it too. But you got to have somebody come out. You do. There's no system that's ever been made that never needed maintenance or that lasted forever. They don't make them that way. If they did, they'd sell one, and that'd be the end of it. They'd have no more business. So you need somebody to help you keep it cranked up and keep it cranked down, and that's Matheny. 74 years, Matheny has been doing what they do, and they do it very well, and they can work on any model, any make, any type, any size, any style, any age. Don't worry. They have people that are qualified and trained to work on that. Now, the downside is you Illinois people. I am so sorry. I know that you're listening now going, I wish we could call Matheny. They don't service Illinois. They service anybody anywhere in St. Louis County or anybody anywhere in St. Charles County. And it doesn't matter if you're business or residence. Neither is too large or too small. There's no business too big or too small or no home too big or too small. They'd be happy. They'd be honored to become your heating and cooling company. And I think after one visit to your home or your business, that's what's going to happen. You never need to know another name. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident on southbound 55 that was at Union, but boy, you still have a long backup behind that. Now, we have an incident now. It looks like an accident on the ramp from westbound 44 to northbound Highway 270. That right acceleration and the one right lane is partially blocked, and things are backed up now to Lindbergh. It looks like southbound 170, we're jamming up from Midland all the way down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. We're heavy again from Lindbergh all the way into Big Bend. We have eastbound 44 drivers are slowing from Compton through 55. Westbound drivers slowing Jefferson out through Hampton. And then eastbound 40 drivers, you're backed up just a little bit east of Kings Highway, and that goes all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. Business needs can change in an instant. AccountTemps' flexible staffing solutions provides accounting and finance professionals whenever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Tuesday night is fun night for kids at Stefanina's in O'Fallon, Missouri. On select Tuesday evenings, it's Superhero Night! Meet your favorite superhero like Wonder Woman, Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America, and others. Kids can dress up as their favorite superhero and join in the fun and get their picture taken. Plus, at the O'Fallon location on Tuesdays, children 12 and under can make their own pizzas for only $5. You make it and Stefanina's will bake it and then bring it out to your table. Go to their website at steffspizza.com for information on all of these fun events and money-saving specials. Remember, Tuesdays, children can make their own pizza and meet their favorite superhero at the Stefanina's in O'Fallon. And don't forget, they also have 4 express locations in St. Charles County and in Chesterfield. That's Stefanina's, a family dining tradition since 1981.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. If you're AM and the PM, and we ever, or any of our people, ever see you in any cab that's not a Laclede cab, I feel sorry for what you're about to endure, because we're not putting up with that. This is your AM and the PM cab company, and they have an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free. Please download it, because it works. And now Laclede Cab would say, if they were here, here's Bill Clevland.
All right.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
friend of mine actually just yesterday needed a ride to the airport. She took a Laclede cab. They got her there safe and sound and in good time.
Well, if she's if she's a friend of yours, why didn't you offer her a ride?
I have things going on, Frank. I'm a busy guy.
Is she attractive?
Yeah. Practice?
No, that means no. When he goes,
when
he says,
already means, flown out of town.
So she can't hear us.
Laclede cab got her there.
She's probably safer that way than with you.
Man.
This got awkward. Really sad. we've got a study that finds that babies as young as 9 months can apparently tell the difference between friends and enemies, which raises a lot of questions. Like, what kind of babies have enemies?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, right?
That is weird.
And scientists are looking into the world's oldest murder case, or one of the oldest murder cases, a man who was murdered 5,000 years ago. Not to worry, Larry King immediately came forward with an alibi. Had something going on that night, all right? Yep. And New York State is spending $750 million to open a solar plant in Buffalo, New York, which will supposedly create thousands of jobs. Of course, most of those jobs will be shoveling snow off the solar equipment.
Yeah, no kidding.
And finally, this afternoon.
Yeah, that Buffalo, that's supposed to be a miserable place in the winter.
Buffalo and Rochester, New York. I love Rochester.
And not Mr. Bennett.
You got to dump snow off of your roof up there. It's like, why would you want to?
You got snow on your solar panel, Mr. Bennett.
Rochester.
Did I say, and finally,
we ruined your reporters, Mike.
No, that's all right. Let's see. Woman in Virginia, this is exciting. She's getting ready to graduate high school at the age of 110. 110.
Why?
Yeah, she'll be the first person to graduate high school and have her whole life behind her.
Well, that's true. At the graduation speech, you know somebody's going to go, you got your whole life ahead of you, not her. Yeah. Beyonce says, we got to go quickly, he says. Quickly.
Goodbye.
Right. It's a big club, everybody. There you go. Beyonce calls the shots. Yeah. Take it.
No. I thought we were going to try to get
another.
We have another.
We did three already?
Yes.
Oh, I'm behind.
This is so awkward.
Oh man. Oh, wow.
Ballast First Community Matheny, and we didn't have to blow him off like
that. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, how
not
awkward.
Used to.
How awkward.
Not used to being on time.
And how rude.
Used to not blowing Bill off.
Didn't sound right.
No, that sounds bad.
No, it didn't sound good.
Well, the man who thought we were out of time realizes we weren't out of time. I got a whole 10 seconds here.
Here's what
I'll do with it. The Playhouse is coming up, and there's a great joke at the end of it, so you don't want to go away. It is 5 o'clock in 1 second. There it is, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.